You are listening to WHYY 90.9 FM. Good afternoon. I'm Cherry Gregg. A quiet force is how I would describe today's guest, Stephen Scott Bradley. He is founder of Bradley & Bradley Associates Incorporated, a Philadelphia-based insurance and risk management firm, and he's been making some major moves. He's on the board of WHYY, Philadelphia Foundation, and he's chairman emeritus for the African American Chamber of Commerce, which recently honored him with the Vanguard Award for his service as the longest serving chairman of the AACC. Stephen Scott Bradley, congratulations on your many honors.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So I didn't mention in the intro your most recent success, the sale of your beloved company to One Digital. Congratulations. Explain the significance of this acquisition.
Thank you. Well, Bradley & Bradley has been in existence for 21 years, and one of the goals of me founding this company was to provide a second generation for my son or family member, and I'm not going to live to see that. So the next option was build it, have the contacts, build the reputation so you can be purchased. And I was fortunately after two opportunities that One Digital stepped to the table. And One Digital is over a $200 million company, and they buy agents all around the country, and they're new to the Philadelphia market. So we've been talking for about 6 months, and finally numbers started getting my attention, and I'm not getting any younger. So I'm like, hey, this is a great opportunity. And their culture is like really growth driven. They're really committed to diversity and equity and inclusion. So it was a great opportunity for me personally. And it's a great opportunity for me to bring some new people into the industry.
Yeah. And let's dig into that a little bit, because you're an African-American owned business. One Digital is not.
No.
How significant is that?
Oh, very significant, because a lot of black businesses don't get brought out by Fortune 500 companies. They're like been in existence 20 years, and now they're one of the top leaders, not only in commercial insurance, but benefits, human resources. So it's a lot of innovation behind this company, and the fact that they, out of all the companies out there, agencies out there, that they want to invest in Bradley & Bradley. And I get to keep my staff. I keep to maintain my presence here in Philadelphia. So it's a great opportunity.
But you work in the insurance business.
Yes.
And I know insurance is just a vehicle for something bigger. What is that?
Insurance is wealth building, not only just for current generations, but future generations. I mean, it allows you to have a lot of freedom. So it allows you to be very civically engaged, very politically engaged. Most of my clients are people of color. So I get to provide some financial security for their businesses or their nonprofits. Nobody never predicts that they're going to have a fire or vandalism claim, or one of their employees are going to get hurt on a job. But by being a role model and educating and knowing that I have their interests at heart, and I'm offering a competitive product, that's what allowed me to build my business over the last 21 years.
And you worked with small businesses, black and brown businesses,
exactly,
through the African American Chamber of Commerce. How have you seen things shift?
I mean, we still struggle with growth, being able to compete in this marketplace, being able to have a succession plan so that, you know, if something happened to myself, the business will still be able to go forward.
So if you look back, what do you think it was about your upbringing that set you up for being a leader? Because I know it was hard. There
exactly.
had to be some years where you wanted to be like, Lord, yes. let me throw it in. Yeah. What kept you going?
I was very fortunate. I had a lot of good mentors and coaches, not only in my high school, in my church, but in the business community. Insurance is not a very diverse industry. And when I got involved in the industry, I had a lot of people that didn't look like you and I that said, hey, Stephen, you have talent, you have potential. And they coached and managed me, mentored me, and taught me social skills. You know, the technical part, we always can master the technical part, but it's, do we learn the social skills? What do we learn outside of the office? And I was very fortunate that I had some great mentors that are still friends. And one day I wanted to have my own agency, and those people stood and introduced me to the right people and said, hey, this is how you set up your own agency. And when I was ready to sell, those kind of people introduced me to key people to say, hey, he has a very profitable business. You need to look at this guy. And that's when I became part of One Digital family.
There's this allyship, right, between, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of black and brown businesses grow with the help of strong allies.
Exactly.
Right? Some of my best mentors did not look like me.
Exactly.
But they sat me down, pulled me on the other side of the desk, went line by line, helped me elevate.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm grateful to those folks. If you really want to help a small business, mm-hmm. that's a way to do it.
And a network, you know, a lot of us don't come from the same family background or school background, so mm-hmm. we don't have the same network. But again, being part of that community and stepping out of your comfort zone, the next thing you know, people are like introducing me to people and saying, hey, here's a guy that has a successful agency and he might want to consider him. And next thing I know, I'm at the table. So I count myself very blessed. And, you know, I stand on the shoulders of a lot of other people that came before me. And now I want to mentor and coach so that the next generation can have the same opportunities as Stephen Bradley.
That was Stephen Scott Bradley, Chair Emeritus of the African American Chamber of Commerce of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. Bradley is also a member of the WHYY Board of Directors. I'm Cherry Gregg, and this is WHYY News.